Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. Our lead conversation today, the morality of private equity. As you know, Mitt Romney's moral character is being called into question because of his background as CEO of the big buyout firm Bain Capital Management. A new anti-Romney movie called King of Bain takes aim. Here's an excerpt.
A group of corporate raiders led by Mitt Romney, more ruthless than Wall Street. For tens of thousands of Americans, the suffering began when Mitt Romney came to town.
A group of corporate raiders more ruthless than Wall Street. How's that for an insult? The suffering began when Mitt Romney came to town. That's from the half-hour-long anti-Romney film financed by a supporter of Newt Gingrich. I watched it last night, and it looks like a Michael Moore film, but without the sense of humor. Here is a montage from the film of laid-off workers interspersed with sound bites of Romney that make him look like a scheming Ken doll salesman with clips of workers who his profit-seeking destroyed and makes them sound like victims.
I spent my life in the real economy, and I mean by that I didn't just watch jobs get created and saved. I did that myself.
It happened so quickly. Going in, and the factory's closed.
Everybody was fired.
Being in the private sector for 25 years, therefore knowing how the economy works, why jobs come, why they go.
And that hurt so bad to leave my home.
That was our way of life, because I'd been there since I was 18 years old.
Not just watch jobs being created, but actually creating jobs.
He took away our livelihood. He took away our futures.
About 45 seconds from the film released yesterday called King of Bain, again made in support of the Newt Gingrich campaign by one of those so-called independent groups. Gingrich's name is never mentioned in the film or in the production credits. And we have embedded that film on our webpage so you can decide for yourself. Is the movie a fair attack or a distortion? If you want to look at it at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And this goes beyond Romney. The whole private equity industry is bracing for a backlash, according to a New York Times article on Tuesday, with an image campaign and even as it is lobbying Congress to keep its tax rates preferentially low. So how should we think about the morality of private equity? Is it more ruthless than Wall Street, as that movie put it? New York Times reporter Peter Latman did a piece in Tuesday's paper about the industry as a whole, and he joins us now. Hi, Peter. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
And listeners, tell us what you think. You're going to be the moral compasses here. Are the practices of companies like Bain merely capitalism at work and good for job creation in the long run, if you believe in capitalism at all, or a special kind of vulture capitalism, as candidate Rick Perry put it this week? He's piling on every bit as much as Gingrich, maybe more, except he's not funding a half-hour movie. But he called Romney's Bain Capital version of capitalism vulture capitalism. So we definitely want people on both sides of this morality question, or various points on the spectrum, let's say. If you work in private equity, we want to hear from you. If you work in any other sector but feel that this whole private equity thing is getting a bad rap, we want to hear that. Or if you think it is a special kind of vulture capitalism that is particularly evil. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, or post right by where the movie is embedded at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Peter, when the film uses a term like predatory corporate raider, what does that mean? Is it rooted in something real about how companies like Bain operate?
Well, they're obviously taking it to an extreme, and I think this has been going on for some time, dating back to the late 80s in the era of Gordon Gekko. And if you remember a film, Other People's Money, starring Danny DeVito, where he came in and he shut down factories and made an aggressive acquisition of a manufacturing company. From time to time, private equity has been slammed with the stereotype that they are, you know, asset strippers and job destroyers. And this is what private equity long feared, that when Mitt Romney, who ran one of the most successful private equity firms, would get the nomination, that they would come under attack. And it's happening even earlier than they thought, because the Republicans, who are typically, you know, pro-Wall Street and pro-private equity, are turning on him even before they get into the general election.
Well, one of the knocks on Bain is that they make money either way, whether the companies they buy do well or whether Bain shuts them down. Is that true?
In part, and I think you have to keep what someone this morning called Bain's few problem children in perspective. So, you know, the record shows that Bain made about 80 investments or so under Mitt Romney's leadership. And there are really, in the movie, I think, focuses on four of them that were disasters. And those four deals, two of them are sort of household names. One's KB Toys, the toy retailer. The other one is AmPad, or American Pad and Paper, which, you know, manufactures legal pads and such. Those deals were problematic, and here's why. Because Bain put on a ton of debt in order to buy the company, and then took out profits from the company, basically paid itself a big dividend, and left the company in a worse financial situation than it was when it had first bought it. Now, Bain thought, of course, that the company would grow and it would be able to pay down the debt, but that didn't happen. And in these four cases, jobs were lost, factories were shut down, and those are the workers that you saw interviewed on the film.
Right. So the film portrays Bain's business model as a redistribution of wealth from worker to owner. Bain can even take money from workers' pension funds to pay themselves out of the pockets of retirees with a struggling company. The argument goes, can they really do that?
They can. And
they did, right?
Yes, in certain situations. And you're getting into, you know, some complexities here regarding, you know, pension funds and certain guarantees and the way in which these private equity funds can use, you know, what's sort of pejoratively called financial engineering to make profits, even when a company is going down the tubes. But Mitt Romney would turn the tables a couple of ways. He would say, well, Bain also made, you know, growth investments in small companies that turned out to be some of the biggest, most successful companies in America. Staples, Domino's Pizza, Bright Horizons, which is a successful child care chain. So they gave the growth capital to allow those companies to expand, and he created jobs there. He also makes a very interesting point when discussing President Obama. He says, look, what did President Obama do when he took over General Motors, right? He put the company into bankruptcy. He shut down factories. He shut down dealerships in order to save the company, which he did. And Mitt Romney says that's a form of private equity. President Obama was in the private equity business.
Do you buy it?
I actually think that's a pretty compelling argument, and Obama hasn't been, I think, forced to respond to that particular point yet. But if you look at what the federal government did with General Motors, and ironically enough, or coincidentally enough, Steve Rattner was the head of the auto restructuring for President Obama, and he was a private equity executive. They effectively did a private equity turnaround that worked. And I'm sure there are factory workers for General Motors who, you know, are upset with the federal government for what they did. But ultimately, Obama is, you know, taking a victory lap on that one and said, you know, he saved the company. And Bain would say, oh, that's what we try and do. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
But the moral question is private equity a uniquely heads I win, tails you lose form of capitalism? You report on a study that found private equity firms lay off about 6% more workers from the companies they acquire than do similar kinds of firms. So what's the comparison there? What are the other kinds of firms that do similar kinds of things but don't lay off as many people?
Right. I think the study ultimately said it was 1%, that the 6% were the job losses, but then there was 5% growth in other areas.
Uh-huh.
Look, I think – what private equity is forced to do in certain situations is be more aggressive in cost cutting. Because it uses so much debt to acquire a company, it compromises the balance sheet. And the company has to, in order to make interest payments, it has to cut costs. And where are you going to cut costs? You're going to have to lay off workers. So there is, you know, sort of a more stark, human toll oftentimes when private equity comes in and buys a company. But, you know, private equity, they won't really acknowledge it, but if you talk to the executives, what they'll say is they think that the measure of, you know, private equity being a job creator or job destroyer is silly. And they say, look, the right measure for us is, you know, how are we doing for our investors? We get money from pension funds, both public pension funds and corporate pension funds, to deliver investment returns. And, you know, that's where actually Bain looks extremely good. So, you know, private equity executives are against the ropes, and they're saying, look, all we're doing is trying to make money for our investors.
But you don't think then that private equity managers need to allow themselves to believe more than other capitalists in the morality of destroying other people's jobs so they can make big profits?
Obviously, that's not the way they would look at it. I think they would say that what they're trying to do is make a company more efficient. And they would also say, you know, there's certain businesses like a retailer, for instance, and, you know, I mentioned Staples and the Sports Authority, which were Bain-owned companies. And those companies typically grow and add jobs. But they would say manufacturing companies in America broadly, so forget about the private equity-owned ones. Show me, you know, virtually every manufacturing company in America over the past several decades has moved jobs offshore, had to shut down factories because the manufacturing, you know, base in America isn't as, you know, it's not as profitable to run a manufacturing business as in America as it is to do it in, say, Mexico or China. So there's problems across corporate America with manufacturing and layoffs. And private equity, well, yes, their record, you know, might be challenging because of the additional debt they put on companies, but they would put themselves in the same category as other manufacturing businesses in the United States.
Peter Latman, New York Times correspondent. He did a piece in Tuesday's paper about the private equity industry as a whole, bracing for backlash because of the Mitt Romney controversy. Jesse in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Jesse.
Oh, hi, Brian.
So what do you think?
Well, I look at it from a scientific point of view of studying growth systems in general and economies in particular, that there's always a trade between job creation and job destruction, that people are creating jobs because they replace old jobs. And so in some environments, that creates a positive gain, and in others, it creates a negative loss. And I think basically what is different now is that we're in an environment where adding jobs causes more job loss than gain in a lot of ways, and it is very sensitive to exactly what job is created, and people have never. I mean, for years and years, I've tried to get people to talk about that, but it's the balance between the jobs created and the jobs
right.
that the economy no longer needs as a result.
And you study growth systems, I understand, right?
Well, that's my life's work, is studying how natural system economies and the similarities between them and an economic system.
So what do you make of these occasional outbursts of moral indignation over certain kinds of companies? Peter's article refers to this. There was a lot of this in 2007 with respect to some of the private equity practices when some things were going on there. There was a lot of this in the 1980s over the leverage buyout, and that's where the whole Gordon Gekko thing and all of that came from. Were these just public opinion outbursts for various reasons that didn't actually have to do with the morality of the kinds of capitalism, or are there things that are new, that are, you know, that have extra vulture-like elements that come in from time to time?
Well, I think they're more like canaries in the coal mine, that these are signs of alarm that people are raising about a systemic change that is really very dangerous and that we haven't had proper study of or any theory for. And so it's a natural emotional expression in the absence of a coherent theory for the real problem being identified.
Jesse, thank you for your call. Why did you cite 2007 in your article,
Peter? Well, that was a period when leveraged buyouts were booming and private equity firms were taking some of the most iconic companies in America private. And, of course, Blackstone and Steve Schwarzman became a symbol back then of Wall Street greed. And he threw that.
Because he makes so much money.
I will not disagree with you on that point. And there was this decadent 60th birthday party that he threw that became almost a symbol of the era, pre-financial crisis. And, you know, there was a backlash back then, and that's when you first started to see Congress starting to bubble up and try and close the tax loopholes that allow private equity executives to pay lower tax rates on some of their profits.
So there's part of the moral question. If they're going to pay lower tax rates on part of their profits, they will probably argue that this helps them have more money to invest, which creates more jobs, and economists can go back and forth on that. But if part of the model is shutting down companies, making money on shutting down companies, and destroying people's jobs when that's in the private equity firm's interest, and then somebody like Schwarzman or somebody like Romney is taking so much money out that they look like, you know, these incredibly garish, conspicuous consumers, couldn't there be some other balance, a balance that probably harkens back to an earlier time where there was still capitalism, but maybe somebody wouldn't have considered it okay to take as much profit for the private equity managers while destroying as many jobs?
Yeah, look, it's fair game to question the amount of debt that's used in leveraged buyouts. Look, higher debt means higher returns, and it's complicated. Debt is cheaper than equity because it's tax deductible, and there's all these fancy complicated things. But when you take on more debt, it also means that there's a higher risk of bankruptcy. And, you know, Bain Capital had its share of bankruptcies, and that's why you're seeing a 30-minute film devoted to four of Bain's worst deals, and it looks really bad, and it's going to haunt Romney probably throughout, you know, the general election. And this is going to be a debate that will, you know, be going on until November for sure.
Assuming he gets the nomination. Ernie in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ernie.
Hi. You know, this is an old story, and I don't know if the reporter or some economists might call up finance people. My mother worked for Lionel Corporation in Hillside. Lionel of Lionel Trains Impact. My mother worked there for so many years during the war. She did Navy contracts, wore torpedoes.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who came in and stripped it? Roy Cohen. This was in the late 50s, early 60s. He came in, borrowed money from Asian investors, and stripped it of everything, sold the land, and that was the end of jobs, probably about 800 jobs in the Hillside, Irvington, Newark area. So it's an old story, I think.
Thank you very much. Lionel Train's gone. Now Hostess Twinkies may be gone. Peter, did you want to say something about Ernie?
Well, Ernie makes a point that this is an old story. And one of the things I pointed out, it actually might have gotten cut from the story, but this has been going on for some time. 20 years ago, in 1991, there was an 8,000-word story that ran in the Wall Street Journal. It won a Pulitzer Prize. It was by Susan Faludi, of all people. And it took a look at the leverage buyout of Safeway by KKR, Henry Kravis's firm. And it was a very dramatic story that focused on the human toll of a private equity deal because they shut down, I think, some distribution facilities at Safeway and had a labor battle. And the article opened up with a Safeway worker, truck driver that had been laid off, shooting himself in the head. And it was an incredible, incredibly dramatic lead. And it was one of the first articles that really dug deep into the human toll of a leveraged buyout. And it won a Pulitzer, and it helped set the tone for this, you know, for this, what private equity people would say is a stereotype of them as, you know, evil, destructors of jobs. And you know, that's manifesting itself in the campaign right now.
Alan in Connecticut doesn't like the comparison between Obama and GM and Romney and some of these companies. Hi, Alan.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Make your case.
I'm just outraged how you can compare
what Bain and Romney was doing, were doing, with Obama putting GM into bankruptcy. I don't remember Obama getting anything personal in his pocket once that was done. In fact, he probably got some negative political aspects once he actually performed that. So the comparison is so apples and oranges. I wish you can please expound on this a little further.
Yeah, well, certainly he did in private personally. I guess one could make a political argument that he was helping, certainly the Republicans made a political argument that he was helping one of his main constituencies, which is union workers, and saving a lot of union workers' jobs by doing that. But it's true, isn't it, Peter, that you can't really compare somebody who's working in the public service sector, and we forget that that's what government is, it's public service, and somebody who's doing this for personal gain?
Yeah, I think it's a good point, and maybe Obama's people are listening to this show and can use that as a defense when Romney comes after him on that point.
Hire Allen in Connecticut as a campaign consultant. All right, and we will leave it there for today. Obviously, this is just one piece of a big conversation about private equity as we talk about the economy and the right and wrong of the economy in large terms ever since 2008 with respect to Romney as an individual, with respect to the various candidates compared to Romney. So good piece of the conversation. Times reporter Peter Latman, he did a piece in Tuesday's paper about the industry as a whole, bracing for backlash. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, New Jersey News Service editor Nancy Solomon and reporter Bob Henley. And your calls on the state of the state, Christy, at the halfway point. Stay with us.